Well, church, would you pray with me? Please join with me in prayer. Father, tonight, we are in dire need of your word to be a bright light in this place that shines to expose us to who we are and who you are. Father, we ask tonight that you would fill this room like a flood, to immerse us in the truths of your promises that can only be found in you, Lord Jesus, alone, and through your work, Holy Spirit. And so we ask all of this in your beautiful name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. In case you don't know me, I'm Steve Thompson. I have the privilege to serve as one of the elders here at La Crescent Evangelical Free Church. And I have the best job in the house tonight. I get to brag about Jesus, and that's a really good thing. And I'm so glad you all are here tonight. And I want to open with a question. What would you think if a criminal guilty of murder and robbery was released from prison, and in his place, an innocent man is sentenced to die? Many of you would probably answer, that's ridiculous. It's unjust. It's unfair. It's outrageous. It's radical. Who would make a plan like that? Well, the truth is that that's God's plan. That's the gospel. That's the good news that's in Christ. It's the story of the great exchange, Jesus and Barabbas. The guilty man went free, and the innocent man was condemned. Righteousness was exchanged for unrighteousness. Holiness was substituted for unholiness. The sinless took the place of the sinner, and the King of Kings was replaced for a murderer and a robber. Let's take a look at what God says about this great exchange. If you would, please turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 15, verses 6 through 15. Mark chapter 15, verses 6 through 15. And if you're able, would you please stand in honor of the reading of God's word? Mark chapter 15, verses 6 through 15. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they ask. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priest had delivered him up. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the King of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. You may be seated. There are two points in this message that we need to pay close attention to. First of all, only the perfect sacrifice of Jesus can accomplish the great exchange, where the sinner goes free and the Lord is punished in his place. And second, in the great exchange, God wants us to see ourselves as Barabbas. And the fact that you and I have no hope except for freedom in Christ alone. And from our text, we see that it was the feast, the Passover. And as was the custom at the Passover, the governor would release a prisoner of the crowd's choice. In this case, the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas' release and Jesus' execution. Now, Barabbas was a notorious criminal. Notorious means widely known and yet regarded unfavorably. He had been thrown into prison for a rebellion in Jerusalem and for murder. He was guilty of these crimes, while Jesus was innocent of the crimes he had been accused of, namely blasphemy of God. Pilate even told the crowd that he could find no wrong in Jesus and washed his hands to signify his innocence of having Jesus executed. Yet the crowd, stirred up by the chief priests and elders, wanted Barabbas released and Jesus crucified. And so that brings us to our first point, that only in Christ's perfect sacrifice can the great exchange be accomplished. And yes, God wants us to see this great exchange as a beautiful picture of His grace and mercy in Christ. In fact, this is so important, the story of Jesus and Barabbas, that it is told in all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Yes, it's important for us to see that only in Christ's perfect sacrifice can the just be exchanged for the unjust, the righteous for the unrighteous, the sinless for the sinner, the King of Kings for a criminal. The great exchange of Jesus for Barabbas, which is an often neglected and forgotten story, is proof of God's great love for the unlovable. We need to realize that a great price was paid for this great exchange, that God, not sparing His own Son, would purpose Jesus' death on the cross in order that people like you and me would be rescued from sin and made right with God. In fact, the following two verses of Scripture explain it well. First of all, here's what Isaiah 53, the first part of verse 10 says. Yet it was the will of the Lord, Yahweh, God Himself, to crush Him, Jesus. He has put Him to grief. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for our sake He, God, made Him, Jesus, to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. You see, only the perfect sacrifice of Jesus will do in the great exchange. And that brings us to our second point, that we need to see ourselves as Barabbas, that there is no hope for freedom except in Christ alone. Yes, God wants us to see ourselves as Barabbas, so rebellious, so prone to do wrong, so undeserving of freedom, so deserving of punishment for sin. In 1986, God, by His grace, rescued me from sin and set me free in Christ. That was my Barabbas moment. But it wasn't until reading a men's devotional Bible in 2016 that I saw myself as Barabbas. Jesus took my place as the criminal. He received the punishment for my crimes, past, present, and future. Crimes such as adultery, pride, as well as a critical and resentful spirit. Jesus Christ, the righteous, was condemned. Steve Thompson, the unrighteous, was free. Scripture states that none is righteous. No, not one. Scripture also states that we all fall short of God's glory. Then how can it be that God Himself in the flesh, the Lord Jesus, would die for such messed up people like us, living in such a messed up world like ours? Well, here's the answer in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In what was the most unjust exchange in history, the justice of God was served. God exchanged perfect love, grace, and mercy, listen to that word, while we were still sinners, through the perfect sacrifice of Jesus' death on the cross. While prisoners to sin, we were set free from the penalty of sin and death, even though we didn't deserve it. That's grace. That's grace. You and me deserving of a certain death and yet not receiving it, that's mercy. But how can that be? John Bloom, author and co-founder of Desiring God Ministry, states, and listen closely, our freedom isn't achieved by anything we do. It is achieved by Jesus dying in our place. And so what will our response be to this great exchange we're hearing about? As we've heard God's message on this great exchange, God's perfect love, amazing grace and rich mercy in Christ exchanged for the deplorable, detestable, and horrific sin of people like Barabbas, people like you and me, what is our response? What is our response to this unfair, outrageous, ridiculously radical story of the unjust exchange of a guilty man for an innocent man? The only response is to receive the message of the great exchange by trusting Jesus. The Lord Jesus is the only one who would willingly exchange His perfection for our shame, His glory for our rebellion, and His sinlessness for our sinfulness. He is the only way to freedom, church. Freedom from sin, freedom from shame, freedom from worrying about whether or not others are approving of us, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm wondering, what are they thinking of me? Am I doing okay? Am I meeting your standards? Hey, I like that, man. Thank you, Denny. But you see, I need to stop worrying about your approval of me. And I need to be reminded that God's approval of me is all that matters. And that's found only in Christ, whose perfection was exchanged for my imperfection. What about you? If you haven't trusted Christ, you're still in prison with the door locked. Jesus is the only way, the only hope of freedom. When the guards came for Barabbas, did he stay? No. Why would anyone stay? My plea is that God would open your eyes to see that Jesus holds the key to your freedom. Right now, you can receive God's gift of love, grace, and mercy through trusting simply in Jesus. what will your response be? And what about those of us already trusting Jesus? If you're like me, the troubles of the world can feel like shackles on your wrists and on your ankles. And whether we realize it or not, the shackles came off when we first believed. And they're still off. They're still off. Jesus has overcome the world, and he promised to take the heavy burdens from us and give us rest. Trust him at his word. We're still free in Christ. And nothing can change that. And so in conclusion, and as we prepare for communion, the table of the Lord, remember this. There is freedom in Christ. In John chapter 8, verse 36, this beautiful piece of scripture says it so well. John chapter 8, verse 36. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. The Lord Jesus came to die for us so we could live abundantly and eternally. He came to set us free from sin, from God's wrath, and from ourselves. For those trusting him, and I want you to listen to this very carefully, for those trusting him, there's an assurance that we're former criminals, no longer imprisoned to sin, but set free in Christ, set free because of the great exchange. Amen. Let's pray. Oh my goodness, Father, the words here, I don't know what to say, Lord. And so I'll let your word do the talking, which will be our encouragement. Your word, Father, says this, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Be so praised tonight, Father, as we glorify your name. We thank you and praise you. Amen.